You get your information mostly through London. You get your information through tabloid journalism. You think, well, maybe that took a year or so, but you realize it took 11 years or 10 years or 12 years to get from the idea of dialogue to actually ending up in the same room as an opponent talking to that person. Some of these are cliches, but I mean, the reality is that one person can make a difference. We were the first colony of the English. We're the last colony of the English. I essentially believe that what our struggle is about the reconquest of Ireland by the people who live on the island of Ireland. My big focus in life clearly is to make changes in my own place, but I do believe we're part of the international order and it's a very small world and all of us can impact and help and assist and in some way shape a better planet. To be against British rule in Ireland is easy, but what sort of rule do you want in Ireland? What sort of Ireland do you want? And to be an agent of change, to be a problem solver, I think is the big challenge. We should not depict struggle as being conducted by extraordinary people or big leaders, even though there are such people. But it's far better that we think of it in terms of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. One person's securocrat is another person's terrorist. That's the rub of it. The elections in the north of Ireland were cancelled twice in the last year by the British government. That would be just inconceivable to an American citizen, whether they vote or not. They just couldn't imagine anybody suggesting that there wouldn't be an election. People aren't born racists. They aren't born as bigots. We're taught that. As one of the lucky ones, I have to try and use my life to make life slightly fairer for others who mightn't have the same chances, or if not to make life fairer, to make them more able to deal with the unfairness. Ireland is 32 counties. We are partitioned. The British have control at this time of 6 counties. So what's sectarianism about? It's the same as racism. The founders of Irish republicanism were Protestants, Presbyterians to a man and a woman. It's a matter of frustration that journalists use as a shorthand the terms Catholic and Protestant when it has nothing at all to do with whether people are Catholics or Protestants. So here you have the business people, the capitalists, the big banks, the financiers, telling the unionists, you know, really we need to have a single Highland to have economic prosperity. So it's all been positive and it's all been the good. And that lesson hasn't been lost upon the unionists. There are elements in the world, if you don't talk about class, that you just miss. I mean, the big section of the population in most countries now, and particularly, I suppose, in very advanced nations like the USA, is what are typified as the underclass. I happen to believe that we're involved in a battle of ideas and that we can win that battle of ideas if we go at it strategically and energetically enough. We don't yet have democracy. As Mahatma Gandhi once said when he was asked what did he think of British democracy, he said he thought it would be a good idea. And I think the issue of freedom fighter versus terrorist probably goes back as far as Cain and Abel. You know, when you argue it out, George Washington was described by the British as a terrorist. I often smile to myself that some people in the British establishment think they have an empire and we're it. It's very profound. I chose the title Hope and History for the Irish edition of the book, and the state said as a father journey, and it comes from a Seamus Heaney poem, and the poem, one of its lines says, a father shore is reachable on the far side of revenge. And I think that's true.